Oh my God. Woo! You know, I have children. And you know, I had to take my son to the doctor and I didn't know I'd have to do that. So I apologize, everybody. Welcome to the Tommy Cole Show. OMG. This has been a crazy bunch of days, hasn't it? It's been entertaining, it's been sad, and it's also just been hella entertaining. Let's keep that shit real. We're gonna start with my song. Let's start there. Be right back.
Inspiration, no complications. I bring it back on this track like black people before our brain destination. I inflate hope, position, and desire to inspire and tap your mental wire with the buzz for desire of utmost progress. No envy, I stare directly in the eyes of what's scaring me, and I'm motivating up to buy speaker cups for mathematic melody. Shutting it down will never discourage me. If I will keep, we will succeed in it for eternal weeks for peace. Those seek the birth will be heard for those in need, trust in the gender, because those skills will defend any ills on bitter. People stand and defend. B-girl, new world, popping new school. And in all black, fit for towels, no more food. No more time, no more shouts, and see it. Clap, vibe on this track. Audio tears,
audio
bleed.
Tears, bleed.
For the season is because I'm breathing, not for no complicated thought, no blacker than the eye on them funny keys. And life has a way of just sprouting its form out of those eternal garbage cans, adorned with stress and other mess that grows internal like flowers. Direct investing at best, it'll not be drowned, no more or less than you can handle. And top it if you're guessing at best, in a dismantle.
Thank you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for joining in. Let's get into it. We here for Kevin Hart. Let's just keep that shit real. Kevin Hart had released some video footage from when he hung out with Puffy back in the day. It looks like the same video footage from that interview he did. Remember when he does that whole, we was wrestling him with the killer, put, you know, with the cereal or whatever. It looks like a lengthy extended version of that. So why did Kevin Hart decide to bring that shit out like yesterday? Why he do that? Why he do that for? Well, let's check this out. And this is from Inside the Industry. Let's check out what the hell they saying, y'all. Let's check it out.
We want to thank you. Come here. Don't sit on the bed at night. No homo. No, just don't get close to the bed. Don't get close to the bed. But it's just like, yo, we want to thank you for hosting.
In the celebrity universe where actions are magnified, the silence of a star like Kevin Hart in the wake of Diddy's abuse cases is a mystery.
Hold up. Let me bring this up. Now, some of you might be like, what does Kevin Hart have to do with Puffy? Well, if you watch my other podcast, please click like on the intro, by the way. Thank you so much for coming in. Click like, because it helps the algorithms. Oh, and it's free. I'm not asking for anything except a click a like. Listen, let me make sure you know I'm not making no money off this. This is not monetized. All rights reserved. If you'd like to donate a dollar, maybe whatever, to the Cash App. Oh, my God, I love it. because I noticed most of these big time podcasters, they be getting people popping. They be like getting dough. I don't never get no fucking, I don't never, but I'm not doing it for that. I got to just know that. Anyway, Kevin Hart. So Kevin Hart, you know, he was kind of cool homies coming from this video I'm going to show you tonight. But when Kevin Hart cheated on his wife, he got mad at Puffy for some reason. He felt like Puffy should have had his back for some reason. I don't know if it was some kind of arrangement, but they fell out. And now if you watch my podcast from the other night, I was talking about, remember how Kevin Hart had that crazy car accident? Remember that in 2019? And they thought he was going to die. And it was three people in the car in a two-seater. Remember all that? Yeah. Interesting. But anyway, let's check this out.
Known for his omnipresence and humor, Hart's sudden retreat into the shadows is as conspicuous as his usual outspokenness. This silence, coinciding with the controversy surrounding Diddy, raises questions about Hart's sudden absence from the public discourse. The question is, why is Kevin silent since Diddy's abuse cases have resurfaced? Much evidence has revealed why Kevin has chosen not to speak about it. Recently, Kevin Hart hosted a party that raised many eyebrows of speculation against him. The party was named the Dirty Money Party, which resonated with irony and foreboding. It was a spectacle of excess and camaraderie.
We're here, Dirty Money album release party, last train to Paris. It's crazy. I decided to switch scenes, got too hectic down there. I'm up here in a hot tub.
Diddy, the evening's unofficial king, moved through the crowd with a magnetic presence, his influence palpable in every handshake and laugh. Hart, the ever-gracious host, navigated the party with a comedian's ease, his laughter a soundtrack to the night's festivities. The Dirty Money Party, hosted by Kevin Hart, was a testament to his close ties with Diddy. This event, marked by luxury and celebrity presence, showcased their camaraderie. Hart, as the host, and Diddy, the guest of honor, navigated the party with an ease that spoke of their deep connection in the entertainment world.
Period. Ladies, I need y'all to come in. Ladies, your security, if they ain't dancing, they gotta go home. If they ain't dancing, they got...
Many fans believe that while Kevin and Diddy both held these parties, it's not too difficult to believe that they both have been indulging in activities that have caused controversies around them. The party was more than a gathering of celebrities. It was a closer look at the activities they carried out in these parties. The bonds formed in these moments of revelry were complex, woven with threads of mutual benefit and unspoken agreements. In this world, Hart and Diddy were more than friends. They were allies in a landscape where fame and power were currencies of equal value. One person who stepped forward to critique the party is DJ Academics. His commentary on the party provided a
really Academics
raw and unfiltered perspective. His reactions, a mix of humor and incredulity, peeled back the layers of the celebrity facade, revealing the surreal nature of such gatherings. Academics pointed out the oddities and extravagances, his words painting a vivid picture of a world far removed from the everyday.
Go in there, brother.
Through Academics' eyes, the party was seen as a celebration and a spectacle of the bizarre interplay between public figures like Hart.
So what I'm going to show you is they're showing little clips of this video that basically DJ Academics went on his show, which I can't show you what DJ Academics showed unless I do little bitty clips, is because, so it starts out with there's a bathroom with lights and flowers and stuff, and Puffy was trying to get Kevin Hart to go into this bathroom to go sit in this tub, and he kept telling him to use Listerine for some reason, and he was like, why you want me to... Why? So this is one of them freak offs. Yeah. And his kids are there. So go figure. So this is what they're basically talking about. DJ Academics was breaking it down. I'm not a fan of Academics. I think he's a lame, but he does bring up good points. But, you know, again, a broke clock is, you know, right twice a day.
Diddy. His observations offered a candid look into the dynamics of celebrity interactions, where every gesture and word was part of a larger performance. Academics' insights go beyond mere observation. They delve into the underlying themes of power, influence, and the often hidden realities of celebrity life. His commentary serves as a bridge between the public and the often inaccessible world.
If you noticed, have y'all Hollywood. Noticed Kevin Hart doesn't look the same? Did anybody else notice that? Let me know in the comments if you've noticed Kevin Hart looks different. He don't look like how
his commentary
how he
serves as a bridge between the public and the often.
Okay. Now you see, that's Kevin Hart. Now I know we all age and everything, but what up, Ann? Oh, my homegirl. What up, Ann? What up, Third Eye Sire Supreme? Yeah, I see his eyes. His eyes just look a little different. They do. Now watch. That's him back in the day, like when he damn near was first coming out, when he used to be kind of funny. Check this out.
Inaccessible world of Hollywood's elite. Through his lens, viewers gain a unique understanding of the dynamics at play in these exclusive gatherings. The party, as depicted in the footage, was a whirlwind of interactions, with celebrities mingling amidst an atmosphere of luxury and excess. Academics' reactions highlight the performative nature of these interactions. His analysis suggests that much of what is seen in such settings is a carefully constructed display designed to project images of success, camaraderie, and carefree living. Furthermore, academics often point.
Wix is your platform to perform on.
Commercials, I can't stand it. Okay, back to it. Let's go.
The stark contrast between the world of the average person and the surreal bubble of celebrity culture. His commentary underscores the vast differences in lifestyle, concerns, and behaviors between these two worlds. This contrast not only entertains, but also invites viewers to question the authenticity of the celebrity lifestyle and the values it promotes. In dissecting the party, academics also touches on the role of social media in shaping public perception of celebrities. He discusses how events like these are often strategically used to generate content for social media, further blurring the lines between reality and carefully curated personas. This aspect of his commentary sheds light on the modern celebrity's reliance on social media to maintain relevance and influence. Academics' reactions to specific moments in the party footage are particularly telling. He often pauses to reflect on subtle gestures, expressions, and exchanges that might go unnoticed by the casual observer. These moments, he suggests, reveal more about the true nature of the relationships and hierarchies within the celebrity circle than any staged photo or public statement.
Oh, Fab came to party.
His analysis also extends to the broader implications of such events. Academics discusses how parties like these serve as networking opportunities, where deals are made, alliances are formed, and careers can be significantly impacted. He highlights the importance.
Okay, I'm sick of that. Let me just get to the raw damn footage. Let me show y'all the video, and then you tell me what you think. I found it. Kevin Hart releases. Here it go. Kevin Hart. Diddy's Dirty Money Party hosted by Kevin Hart. Let's just check it out. All right. Let's just check it out. This is thanks to Deucewa. So make sure you hit up Deucewa for the. My bad.
And we be popping. We drink it out there. No, we got them. Hey, I heard they looking for the man. Fuck it, baby, here I go. Your favorite rapper couldn't fuck with me about a year ago. Now I'm upgraded. I mean, I have updated. Must be bleaching these bottles, motherfucker. I'm faded.
Now, why do you think Kevin Hart releasing this now, though?
Okay, I'm in this bitch. Yeah, I said I'm in this bitch. Got money in my pocket. Fucking.
Hey, that's dirty money right there.
And I'm a spinach shit. Popeye, not the chicken, nigga. I'm talking to spinach shit. I'm cold as Pluto if you try.
There's Trey Songz, Rapist Number One. There's Fabulous.
Nigga, I'm a spinach shit.
Oh, yeah. When I talk about Beyonce tonight, yo, they be talking about, you know, Beyonce was having an affair with Trey Songz, y'all. Did you know that? Did you know Jay-Z was messing around with Normani? Allegedly. It's a lot. I can't wait to talk about tonight. This is gonna be hot.
hell of ass bitch in the corner acting innocent, but she fucking the both of y'all. Y'all was so illiterate. Ain't that competition, no, not even a little bit. Yo, bitch, give me that bourbon. She sucking like an idiot. Hey, we in the club with fuck a cup. We drink it out the nigga don't get hit with. I heard they looking for the man.
Okay, this song is annoying. I'm just gonna look at the footage. Do y'all see who's at these party? At this party, everybody, Swiss Beats. That's why ain't nobody speaking up, because they all was there. You know, it starts out like this. They be for real parties. And then eventually they just end up naked, kissing and sucking on each other and licking. Sound like fun. But, you know, I mean, I don't care what grown folks do with grown folks, to be honest with you. But if it's not consenting, you know, that's a different story. But let's check this out.
Hey, there you go. Hey, come on in. Come on in here. Come on. There you go. What's your name? What? Hey, don't say. Merci. Merci, yes. Merci. Last train to Paris. That's French, baby. For thank you. Yeah, you see it. No, not yet. You see, messing up. That's your problem. I got a nice, go get a drink downstairs. We got, and matter of fact, Kevin, come here. Kevin, I want you to talk about me as a baby. Come here, man. You mess it all up. I don't even feel comfortable with you in my bed. Hold on. Can you go get some girls? Can you get me in the bedroom with some girls? Let's get some girls up here, please. Hey, yo, can you move out the way? I want to give you a proper introduction. Go get some girls. Look at some.
And the reason he said go get some girls is because this is a hotel room. As you know, they say they're having these parties in these hotel suites. He was luring Kevin up here. Kevin didn't even seem like he really knew this dude was about to try to seduce him. What you'll see is that before this, he was just in the room with this big ass bodyguard. You see that big dude behind Kevin? That's did Puffy's bodyguard. And he was just going to have Kevin up in here taking a bath with him and all this. That's why Kevin is looking like that. Kevin's like, where are the girls? What's up? So then when Puffy saw that the cameras was on, that's when he was like, get some girls up in here. You know, and that's why Kevin looking all freaked out, because he was like, Puffy was about to try to have me in this room with just him in the bathtub and shit.
Hey, yo, can you move out the way? I want to give you a proper introduction. Go get some girls. Look at some. Matter of fact, while the girls come, hey, yo. No, check this out. No homo. Come here, man. Hey, yo. Kevin, come here. No homo. We're going to have a contest. You know, we're going to have a contest. We're going to get our breath first, because your breath is stinking sometimes. And we're going to go back and forth. Uh-oh.
You know, first of all, make sure my mic is on. Before I begin into trashing Diddy, you know, I'm going to announce him on a special day. I bought that. You know what I'm saying? I didn't ask you for nothing.
No, you didn't.
I didn't ask you for nothing for free.
Yes.
I downloaded it. I didn't go to the store because I'm lazy.
I thought you said you bought it. You ain't say you downloaded it. Get your story right.
Download it.
You lying. He's lying. You didn't even buy it yet.
Listen.
He's lying.
Listen.
Yo, come in here, man. Come in here, man.
I'm not going in. I'm not.
Yo.
Listen.
Did y'all see that? That's what Cassie was describing in her. It was actually 65 pages, but 35 pages what they let out. 30 of them pages had to be redacted because she probably was naming a bunch of people who didn't want their names named, you dig? But she mentioned candles. She mentioned baths. She mentioned roses and flowers and stuff. She mentioned all of this. And then what you'll see later, if they'll play it, because I haven't even played this yet. I was looking for the raw footage and I found it. But they're going to put a couple girls in there. But anyway, let's press play.
Yo, come in here. No homo. We're going to get some ladies in here, though, but we're going to make sure our breakfast is fresh.
Say pause.
Pause.
Don't acknowledge it.
We'll just be having motherfucking Listerine on deck like that. So why is this now coming out? Because they're trying to destroy Sean Corleone here, okay? So they're trying to, everybody has been bullied by this dude. Everybody has been physically raped by this dude or financially raped by this dude. So they're just totally bringing him out. It's not time. You don't have to be there till 6:30.
No, that's when we're supposed to. No, like when you go.
My son has a concert tonight and it's annoying that I have to cut this short eventually.
Like, 30
minutes away? Son, we're going to leave in 30 minutes. Please close my door. No. We have 30 minutes.
Mom.
We have 30 minutes.
Be there by
6:30. Right. Please.
I swear to you, he does this every time I do a live.
I'm live. 30 minutes. Please close the door. Lay down for 30 minutes. You had a headache, right? Go finish eating and lay down, okay?
My son has a recital tonight, so he's trying to make sure that I know what I'm doing, which I've already shown him 3 times. The email I got from his teacher that told me what time to take him there. You hear what I'm saying? Real life stuff. That's why I was late, because the same kid had a headache. I had to take him to the doctor. Anyway, yeah, they're allowing it. And I speculate that it's Jay-Z, personally. I think Jay-Z at this point, 52. There's all these little factions, you know what I mean? Like, there's all these little factions in Hollywood. I had a homegirl I will not name. But she used to sing backup for India Irie. And she told me that that when India Irie, if anybody remembers her, you remember her from the early 2000s? She was saying that when she first signed a record deal, they come knocking on your door and they be wanting to make you represent with them. Like the Italian mafia, there's the Black mafia, there's the Irish mafia. Then there's parts, different factions of these Black folks, as you see. Right, there's the Diddy camp, there's the Dr. Dre camp, there's the Snoop camp, there's a 50 camp, there's a Ice Cube camp. They all have their own little fiefdoms, right? So let's see. Okay, I'll tell you my experience with this gay mafia, and it does exist. I don't know about the men part, but now we do know the men part. But I know the women part. Let me tell you what happened to me in my own real life experience, okay? I was working with this producer. I don't know if I should name him. In the late 90s, and his wife had just got a big record deal with RCA. I'm not going to name her either. She wasn't that big, but she got a little R&B buzz. He told me he lost his wife, okay, because Vivica Fox, Jada Pinkett, and Queen Latifah came to his house, like knocked on his door, and was it MC Light? And they invited his wife to the Black Gay Women's Coalition. That's what it's called. It's all Black gay dancers, writers, actresses, singers, all that shit. And I remember because Prince at this time had a rapper he had coming out named 99. I don't know if y'all ever heard of her. I don't know if she ever came out, but her name was 99. And we all in the underground hip hop, we all knew who she was. He had her too. Oh yeah, her too. She was part of that. So his wife started partying with them, going to clubs and all that. Next thing you know, his wife was like on that tip for a bit. Like they ended up getting a divorce. Like they came from New York to LA together. But because of these women who in their little Black Gay Women Coalition, he lost his wife. You know what I'm saying? Well, she's not even gay anymore. We're still Facebook friends. She's married to some whole other dude. But she went through that whole, like, that's what I'm saying. No pun intended, that whole. But anyway. I'm not gay. Okay. I'm not lesbian. I'm not experimental. I'm none of that. So for me, it cut my shit short because now I can't be managed by Queen Latifah unless I'm gay. I can't this and that unless I'm part of that. Even Janet Jackson allegedly was dabbling with Queen Latifah. No. MC Light. They said Janet Jackson and MC Light was kicking it back in like 95, quote unquote. Same around Jada Pink. All of them. That's when the homies, he lost his wife around then. So yeah, they was all on that Freaky League, other kind of weirdo shit. And check it. I don't care about you being a Freaky League, but when you block other artists from being a part of that, that's not cool. Now, okay, Third Eye Sire Supreme says, I suspected that. By the way, I suspect MC Light and Jada got down. So if you watch that Tasha K, I don't know if anybody on here watches Tasha K. She had some porn chick on there who was married to some ex NFL player, and she's got like a porn site. What's it called? You know, the thing people get on with the feet and all this. What is it called? Anyway, when she was on there, she was talking about how she was sleeping with Tupac, and she said Tupac was good in bed and all this. And then Tasha K jokingly said, Mrs. Shakur, Tupac's widow is going to be tripping about that. And she's like, well, Tupac, I mean, Jada was messing with MC Light at that time, so I know she shouldn't be tripping. So she dropped T. OnlyFans, thank you. I don't get on that. So, but this is extremely bizarre. Isn't it all bizarre? It's like everybody in the industry knows about these parties, but if you're not in the game, if you're not around industry people, you really probably don't know. I remember when I had told my mother Luther Vandross was gay. She was mad. She was like, "What? No, he's not." I was like, "Mama, yes, he is." And he is, was, rest in peace. I like Luther Vandross, but anyway, here we go.
Nothing with me and Puff right now.
Hold on, let's get some ladies in here. Nothing, to, just bypass all
that. Bypass, right. Put the pass. No, I'll go.
No.
It's a movement. I'll definitely go take a swig of Listerine.
It's real, you the comedian, so go light on me. Tonight's my night. Don't kill me.
So, like, who just has a big... You saw all those people in the front, right? Like, in the... This is a suite in a hotel. Remember, Cassie said this stuff happens in hotel suites. But who randomly has Listerine and a whole bubble bath? This ain't no jacuzzi, y'all. That's a bathtub with flowers. He's trying to groom Kevin Hart at this party. He's initiating Kevin Hart at this motherfucking party.
No, I'm definitely gonna kill you. My name is definitely kill you. Right now, start off. Like I said, it's your day. You know, you got a lot of people walking around with dirty money.
Yeah, I want to say I'm sorry.
No, dude, listen.
Okay, security. Please help me out, sir.
Okay, listen. First of all, if you don't get this failed UFC fighter out of here, no, dude, I'm just kidding. It's all jokes, man. No, don't say it. You got a taser?
Let me reiterate the fact that did y'all know a charge came out yesterday or 2 days ago from a gay person who said he was R-word. He was R-worded. He was raped. I'm not getting no money for this. He was raped by Puffy. He's saying that. He says around 2014, 2015, he was in Atlanta and he met Puffy at a club, told him he was a singer. Puffy invited him to some studio. He said the studio looked like a dungeon. And he says when he got down there, he was held down and he was R-worded by several different people and his alleged Puffy included. So maybe Kevin Hart low-key is passive aggressively trying to, you know, cry out for help or let people know what he went through. You know, maybe he's letting people know what he's been through by even this dude just dropped this, y'all. Let me see. When did Kevin Hart put this down? This was 12 years ago, but somebody said they let it out. I don't know. That's what I heard. Okay.
Listen. I thought it was.
Think about it. If Kevin Hart didn't want to do something, Puffy got this big ass security dude right here, doesn't he? Look at this. Did you just see how he picked him up? Have you ever seen that video footage of Shaquille O'Neal when he picks Kevin up by the back of his pants and starts ramming his big brawny hips into Kevin Hart's ass? Did you notice? Did you ever see that video? That's all over Instagram. It's like Shaq is humping Kevin Hart, like trying to be funny. It's all jokes. It's all ha-has. But really and truly, Kevin Hart could have been violated. He looks different in the eyes to me.
First of all, if you don't get this failed UFC fighter out of here. No, dude, I'm just kidding. It's all jokes, man. No, don't say it. You got a taser? Listen. I thought it really had a taser.
And then if he tell you something like, well, I got this big check for you, or, hey, I'm going to get this and that canceled. Like, I'm going to get you canceled if you don't do-da-da. You know what I'm saying? That's how it go. Then you feel coerced. You feel forced. You know what I'm saying? To do stuff you don't want to do. And then he got video footage of you after that, right? Let's check this one more time.
Okay, security. Please help me out, sir.
Okay, listen, first of all, if you don't get this failed UFC fighter out of here, no, dude, I'm just kidding. It's all jokes, man. No, don't say it. You got a taser? Listen, I thought it really had a taser. Let's go in and let's win.
Hey, check it out. We getting so much money out here. I don't really feel.
Did you see that was edited right there? And also, Puffy, remember, Cassie said Puffy didn't do the anal. Earlier, I called it, it's the ring shot. It's Lord of the Rings. Rings. Remember that movie, Lord of the Rings? Well, we did like a symbolic thing on, I remember this long dissertation on Lord of the Rings and the symbolism of Lord of the Rings. But basically, the ring is your asshole, the sphincter. That's the butthole. That's the ring. That's the ritual. That's the portal. That's the thing that unites everybody. But people get off on raping motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I remember hearing that Suge Knight used to do that. I used to hear that Andre Harrell used to do that. Definitely Clive Davis. All of these nasty jokers would get off on putting their penis in another man. Now, to me, that's some prison shit. You know what I'm saying? Prison, like the whole premise of prison, penal colony, a penal institution, is the fact that they push homosexuality on men. I've studied that. They purposely push homosexuality to men in prison. Now, the thing is, a lot of times, a lot of the men that come back to the community with these religions, like a lot of brothers from prison come with Islam. A lot of their Islam be sexist as fuck. And that would explain it because of what they've been through in prison, right? I'm not going to say much more on that because I don't want nobody feeling like I'm being disrespectful because I have practiced Islam. I mean, all that. But all of that goes in. So when people rape men, when men rape men, it ain't because they necessarily like feeling the shit or smelling the shit. It's also, but some do like smelling shit. I have a homeboy. Y'all heard me talk about my industry homeboy. He used to get paid to have sex with Tori Spelling and her husband and a horse. I told y'all about that. The nigga sent me pictures. I was like, don't send me this shit. Yeah, he gets paid to have sex with rich people. This is one of my homeboys. He got turned out in that industry. He told me all kinds of industry shit about these people having sex with animals and liking to taste shit and put shit in their mouth. So to me, if I was Tasha K and I had that Bilal, you know, Will Smith's so-called friend, that nigga ain't no friend, but I get it. You know, he felt like Will wasn't his friend. It was being ripped off, but I would have asked Bilal, did you smell shit? Because to me, you ain't telling a whole gay story if you're not talking about smelling shit, okay? Because when you put, yeah, two girls in a cup, yeah, yes, two girls in a cup. I heard about that. I've seen a clip of that back in the day. They say Robert De Niro was really into shitting on women. And you know, it's crazy. He liked mostly black women, but he liked to shit on black women and piss on them and stuff. People like doing that. I didn't even know that type of thing existed until I got to Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Until I went to God. Ooh, chow. And let me tell you, I have not gone to these industry parties. Some of them. I've gone to some industry parties, but I didn't go to the party. Okay. Tyra Banks actually gave really good advice to me and other young ladies back in the day. She said, when you these industry parties, do not eat or drink anything, okay? And then if you do, it's just like they check you out. Like if you seem like you cool on some stuff, they'll invite you to the next room, you dig? And if you down with that, that's where they sniffing coke. That's where they sucking dick and eating pussy and sucking titties and walking around naked. But if you say certain things, you don't never see that. So I never saw that. I always heard about it. Like I've had associates and I've had friends tell me about different orgies and I've had friends show me video footage of different things. Yes, I've seen video footage of certain things that I didn't want to see, but they was like, look at this. Or calling me 4 o'clock in the morning, coming from certain parties and stuff. But yeah, this is his party though. Like he was pushing Dirty Money, these two girls. He was in a group with these two girls. Remember from day 26. What was the name of that girl group? Damaged. I'm so damaged. What was that girl? Anyway, he got the girl from that group and made another group called Dirty Money. And I actually liked Dirty Money. I don't know what he did. He don't never follow through with nobody. Like Total was kind of dope. They was going against 702 and 3LW. They were dope. 112 was dope. They all hit one hit wonder types because he don't never follow through with nothing. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. And then the most outrageous thing is him putting his motherfucking name executive producing on Nipsey Hussle's goddamn album. Now he did one song he helped, you know, make a little tighter, but he did not executive produce nothing. Danity Kane, thank you. It's Danity Kane, Gem 7 Angel. Thank you so much. Let's see. Dread Galleon says Puffy is the only one seems to be enjoying this weird scene right here. Yeah. Third Eye Sire Supreme, that Dubai porta potty. Yeah. People get paid a lot of money to prostitute themselves. Like who was making money at that? Allegedly was that little redhead actress. What was she when she played in the Disney movie? What was her name? The little redhead Mean Girls. What's her name? Well, she was short on money. She was definitely going to Dubai, getting her hundreds of thousands to get shitted on. Third Eye Sire Supreme says, when he asked Fabolous why they never party, indirectly he was asking why he was avoiding the freak-offs. Now, you'll see Fabolous is here. He's at this party, as is Trey Songz. But he never came to the back room party that he has Kevin Hart in. He bold. Ain't he bold? He got Kevin Hart with the camera. This dude has a cross on. I just noticed that. Did y'all notice he got a cross on? And he got bodyguard right next to him. Why he got the bodyguard right next to him if he had an industry party? Usually if you at industry parties, you don't have bodyguards all up on you like that, all up in your space and in your room. I've seen celebrities that have bodyguards, and the bodyguards tend to be on the outside, like on the outskirts, especially if it's a bunch of other celebrities. They don't just have a bodyguard on deck. So that was sus to me as well. Yes, Lindsay Lohan, Gem 7 Angel. Thank you. But that's sus to me, especially after this most recent lawsuit came out where the dude said he was raped by Puffy and some other dudes in a basement, and he said he was going to record, and this nigga ambushed him with another dude. I think I'm gonna try to find that footage while we're pressing play on this. But that's why Kevin Hart might have low-key dropped this for real.
Secure, so you know, no homo. I'm taking big white people with me everywhere. Big white.
Why are you saying no homo every 5 minutes? Ain't nobody giving a shit.
Yo, check it out. We getting so much money out here. I don't really feel secure. So you know, no homo. I'm taking big white people with me everywhere. Big white people with guns is coming with me everywhere. I'm just telling you now, I'm not going nowhere.
With a gun?
Getting the party started. Yo, tell them.
That was Cassie, wasn't it? You see how they edit that shit?
I'm not going nowhere.
The security guard's not supposed to let it.
Hey, yo, we getting the party started. Hey, yo, tell them what it's going to be like.
That was Cassie. Did y'all see that? Let me rewind it one more again.
Big white people with guns is coming with me everywhere. I'm just telling you now, I'm not going nowhere.
The security guard's not supposed to let it.
Hey, yo, we getting the party started. Hey, yo, tell them what it's going to be like. I got to talk to Cassie.
We'll talk to y'all right now. Listen.
Okay, now he's drinking. Now, what I noticed with every single party Puffy has like this, even the clip with Nipsey, this Puffy always providing the drinks. Now, remember, Cassie said Puffy always provides the drinks already fucking poured for you because they poison them, they put shit in their drink. Remember that? Remember she said, well, you may not have if you didn't read the shit, but literally in her 35-page thing, Cassie was talking about this motherfucker would always put spike their drinks. He would spike it. And look at what he's doing. Look at this.
No.
And my homegirl who actually went to a Puffy party, but she went to a Puffy party in the early 2000s, she said every woman in there was a man. Okay, dressed like a woman, but they was all like Puerto Rican and Asian looking. Damn, he's getting them ready for the freak off with the drinks. And I'm gonna press play. He gonna tell everybody, make sure you drink up. Everybody drink, right? Right, with the ready-made, pre-made drinks. Mm-hmm.
Listen, No, Evelyn Serena is definitely not good. It's going to take a second. It's going to take a second to be good. Bottom line, I'm in the nigga house, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk around.
Oh, he at his house. Okay, so even better.
Take it to be good. Bottom line, I'm in the nigga house, okay? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to walk around, and I'm going to show y'all the unexclusive. See, it's shit in here that he don't want y'all to see. I'm going to find it. That's what I do. That's what happens when you put a comedian in the room. But right now, look, I'm going to give y'all a second. Tour around, figure out what's going on. Enjoy the house the same way I am. I'm going to go drink this because I done fucked my mouth up with this goddamn Listerine. Cheers to you.
So he actually did take the Listerine, but he didn't show that part on camera. See? This is just all kinds of mind-blowing to me. Like, my mind is blown. Like, we've known about it, but we watching it, y'all.
Hey, yo, turn the music down. Are we live? Here we live at. Let's get live right here. Let's turn the music down a little bit. Let's get some order to this. Everybody, first of all, I don't know why all the girls over there and all the guys over here, if you ain't talking to a girl, then you got to go, because this ain't that type of party. If you shy.
I got my bag back.
Hey, yo, tell them downstairs, just let up girls. Get a girl, strike up a conversation or something.
I got my bag back.
Hey, yo, we live? Tell me, we live right now? Okay, check this out.
Cap, I put this thing.
I want to play some new things from the album.
Girl, I want your face time. First thing when I wake up, I already got you covered. Girl, ain't no need for makeup.
I'm pretty sure I can't play this music because it's Trey songs and I don't need them. That's the girl from Dirty Money.
I'm in the mix of sexy right now.
What's up, Mike?
Get a look at
her. Let's make sure.
Hey, come on, man. Let's get these ladies over here. Let's do it.
I'm about to boss out of control right now. I got a leader in my hand.
See, I don't want to play it because they ain't going to let me play it. You feel me?
Hold on, stop.
Ain't that Kalina? She from Love & Hip Hop. Remember, Kalina was on Love & Hip Hop. Damn, the higher ups have given them permission to totally expose Diddy. Who did he piss off? Exactly. Exactly. He pissed somebody off because they fucking blowing his spot up. But whoever it is, they trying to get rid of Jay-Z too. But I'll get into that later tonight.
Period. Ladies, I need y'all to come in. Ladies, your security, if they ain't dancing.
I'm not playing the music. I'm just letting y'all see the video footage, which is what matters anyway. He always making the drinks. What's that about? But well, we already know what that's about, don't we? See, I'm just going to show y'all the raw footage because they got music playing. All rights reserved. If they got music playing, I already got the other one blocked in a few territories. I don't want this one blocked. Yeah, they all be. That's why ain't nobody speaking out on no real levels, because they all was at the party.
Let's get it popping over here.
Put the areolas in, ladies.
Yeah,
make sure they tucked in.
This is where the party's at, right here.
This is where it is.
Right now,
I just want to say before I look at you crazy, I love Jesus. I don't know. I don't know what that allows me to do. What we're doing right now.
DJ, stop the music. Yeah. DJ, stop the music.
What up?
Check this out. If your name ain't Sean Combs, you got to take your hat off. If your name ain't Sean Combs and you're male, you got to take your hat off. It's a little bit disrespectful to be in my house with your hat on, okay?
Uh-huh. All y'all niggas are here with these hollering.
Hey, bossy. I mean, he could be a good host, but since we know what this is all about, they have to be given permission to speak out. Yeah, because they're all under contracts and all that, but they're also scared, too. They do kill motherfuckers. They kill people, man.
Man, Scotty is on.
Yo, for real.
These hot ass beanie caps. Get the beanie caps off.
Hold on, where my son at?
The light skinned dude with the good hair. That's just
one of them.
Shout out to Lil Diddy 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Shouts out to Diddy's sons who look nothing like him. It's still in question. We don't really know what's going on. Oh, come on, man. Come on, dude. Don't nobody want to see that shit. Come on.
Hi.
What do y'all think so far? Make sure you're clicking like on this mother lover. Click like. Please click like. If you'd like to donate, I love it. I'm not getting any monetization from this. I promise I'm not, because I'm showing too much stuff, and they're not going to definitely let me do that. So, yeah. If you'd like to donate, my Cash App is Tomiko TV. Tomiko Show TV. Let's get back to it.
That's what I like. See, because as sons, people don't understand, man. You know, yeah, you guys may have a different life, but at the same time,
give it up for my sons. They know how to articulate themselves. Thank you very much.
You know, we got a lot of stars in the building right now. First and foremost, myself. Let's acknowledge that real quick before we get to questions. Shout out to my nigga Fab, the eraser on his Timbs. Hey, Puff, look, real quick. I want to ask the people.
Hey, yo, for real, if you hit me that hard again, man.
Listen, dude, listen. Okay, first of all, get your body together, work out. Hey, listen.
Wow. Trey Songz.
Wow.
Who's here somewhere?
I'm right here, Puff.
Oh, he's here. Where is he? Yeah. Come on in. It's Trey Songz, yo. Make some noise for Trey Songz in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Straight from the garden, ripping it down.
Yeah,
press.
Nice. Yeah.
Yeah, Sean Davey Way is a big one. Third Eye Sire Supreme says, by the way, they may not bother your videos too much until you get more subscribers and influence. That's true, but that may not be true. You never know who watches my shit. You know, I'm connected to the industry to a certain degree, right? My husband is part of that. I wasn't part of that on a social peripheral level. But I'm not really worried about it because this shit is popping off. Everybody telling about this fool. Everybody. Okay. Every blogger. I was trying to avoid this conversation, but I was losing subscribers. Please hit the like. Please hit the like. I have 9 viewers. I need to have 9 likes. Okay. Woo. But anyway, let's get back to this. Trey Songz. Ugh.
I got a whole shit say Diddy on it.
Hey, Shout out to Nigga Trey in the building, whatever.
Yeah, that's fabulous right behind Kevin right there.
You know, her just came from the garden. Great. Yeah, it's good. Sold out show. Whatever.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's great.
But we here to talk about Last Train to Paris.
Yeah, let's talk about Last Paris real quick, Trey. It's Mike Bennett. Give me this.
All right. I think you, okay, yeah, take this one.
Oh, okay, there it is. All right, Trey, you got a track on the album.
Yes,
I heard the track. You know, I can honestly say I'm a fan of the track. It was a very positive track. You did your thing on it. How
my shit was positive.
It was positive. I mean, he's at a loss for words tonight. Why don't you stand up?
See, look at this BS. Those two girls are in a group with him. You remember those two girls? This girl, right? You can't see who I'm pointing at. But the girl on the far right behind Trey is amazing. I'm on her Facebook, I mean her Instagram. I can't think of her name at this exact moment because I'm excited. I'm a loss for words. But they're truly a talented little duo. Those girls are incredibly great songwriters and dancers. The one on the end, they're dancers. An incredible talent. Why does he have Trey Songz standing in front of them? Why? That's disrespectful.
Right. No, very educational. Very educational track. How? Be honest with you, man. In the studio, you know, working with Puff is. Oh, so when you stop, we'll fix the mic, dude.
Yeah. See. Okay.
No. Get it done. Yeah. Send it to. No, that's big.
Yeah, shut up, Shorty. Take this.
Is this one gonna work? All right, check. Okay. All right. Yo, stop giving me different microphones. Pause. I'm serious. This is getting weird. All right, look. Trey, on top of that.
Hey, yo. We need to pass some Ciroc out over there. I see y'all over there. DJ Clue, we want to thank you for being one of our first supporters, man. We're going to turn it up. This is my joint.
Check. I got to. All right. Hey, what's going on? It's official. We're here. Dirty Money album release party. Last Train to Paris. It's crazy. I decided to switch scenes. Got too hectic down there. I'm up here in the hot tub doing it official. You know what I'm saying? My nigga Trey's up here. My nigga Fab's up here. You know, when you have a scene like this, you got to bring bosses with you. As you see, it's female friendly. We got a ladies and female.
Is that Cassie?
She's butt ball. That's what I call it, raw dog. I'm not jumping the tub myself. You know, once everybody gets out, you know, it's just me and the ladies. This is my scene. I'm used to this type of thing.
Oops.
You know,
can't play the music, just looking at the raw footage. Oh snap, did her hair go on fire?
Got the camera off.
Hold up. Her hair is on fire.
Doing what I do best. Oh shit. Oh, did the camera catch that? Got the camera. Got the camera off.
Oh my goodness. Raw footage again because they keep playing these songs. Oh my God. So are some of those women transgender? Probably. I don't know about at this party because it was being filmed, but the homegirl that went to the party parties told me that he had a whole party full of trans women.
Still a Dirty Money Last Train to Paris release party. Yeah. We had technical difficulties last time, but
they playing the music in the background. So again, I got to just play the raw footage, but y'all see what's up. Y'all see the video footage popping. Y'all see. The girl done burned herself. I hope she sued.
First date. Right now, also my man Terrence, BT 106 Park. He's in the building.
Terrence J. I remember him. He was starting to look a little weird too to me. He was obsessed at some point. Terrence J was hot for a minute. It's a huge minstrel show. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look at them looking like little silly boys. These are grown men. This was only 12 years ago, so that means Puffy was at least in his 40s. So Kevin Hart was in his 30s. These aren't little spring chickens.
Be careful. If you fall, that's a lot that's going to go down. Girl, sit your ass in the tub. Trey, if you can't put it in the knot. If you can't, Trey, can you put it in the knot?
Now they got all these women here that are willing, apparently looking like they're willing. So why would they have to aggress them? Again, rape is not about sex, it's about power. Look at who's at these parties, though, in the private sector. You know, you can't just be in the back.
So I'm in the middle, okay? Trey, can you get this? Can somebody turn the mic over, Trey? We need.
Oh, I wish I could. Let's see if I could see it. Let's see. Michael did it. It was a quick, fast shipping order call. Fab, you just got your drink. You enjoyed me a drink. Puff, we're doing a real Reddit. Okay. Reenactment. Puffy's trying to show his baby pictures. This dude.
It was right before the whole scene. Yes.
Okay, they're playing music all through it. That's so rude. Let's see.
I don't really remember
you
that part.
You did
I
it. Think, I, no.
I think.
Let's fast forward.
I've never seen anything like that. It's a very small waistline.
Jesus Christ.
The MRGs.
So he's got all these men here and these women in bikinis. Where are they bikinis? Why aren't they in shorts?
As you can see, situation's handled, everything's fine. Last train to Paris. Shouts out to my man Fab.
So if you're a married man, like Fab has a woman at home that he broke her whole teeth out, remember? They all have women at home. So I wouldn't want my man at this party. But, you know. Already know. But that's how it is. That's what partying is in the industry. You partying like that a lot. It's a lot of fun, but it's not cohesive. To having a relationship.
Let's go. Let's go.
I can't play nothing.
Yeah.
Now, did you see Q all up on that girl? Remember, Cassie said Puffy made her sleep with his sons too. Remember that? Third Eye Sire Supreme says, being that Diddy is a gatekeeper, they all probably are obligated to show up. Yep. To these events. Yep. You hit the hammer on the head. Yeah, it's not really an option. If you don't show up, he'll show up where you
y'all don't understand how official the party is. I'm on the ones and twos right now. It's Dirty Money. Last train to Paris. We might take this bitch to the second level. Okay. That's me. It's official, nigga. Y'all say.
Now, did he do Last Train to Paris around the same time that Jay-Z and Kanye did Niggas in Paris? Let's see. Jay-Z, Kanye, Niggas in Paris. When did that come out? To 2012. So they did Niggas in Paris in 2012. This fool come out with Last Train to Paris.
We doing the big Kevin Hart style, Dirty Money, Last Train to Paris.
Hey, we're about to go crazy.
We're about to go crazy.
Let's see. Last Train to Paris. All these commercials.
You got your Twitter album.
You ain't got it.
Tell your followers to buy the album, and we're about to go crazy.
Hey, bitch.
We're about to go to the VIP room upstairs.
We're about to go to the motherfucking VIP upstairs.
Bitch.
Say it with your chest, bitch.
Motherfucker.
It's official. We about to turn this bitch up, nigga. One to twos, Kevin Hart, Last Train to Paris. Feel my fingers, bitch.
And yo, Philly, I'm coming, Philly. I'll be there soon, Philly. LA, I got an album release party out there. You'll see me.
Now, again, I can't play the music. Let's see. Nobody of note there. Oh, so they were, okay, so Puffy came out with Last Train to Paris first.
Turn Kevin Hall mic up. Turn him up. Turn him up. Turn the house.
Can't play it.
Fuck it. Fuck it. Put the ass on the floor, DJ. Let's go.
Check, check. Hey, listen. If y'all think we not gonna dress Swiss Beats hat in this bitch tonight,
yeah.
No. Fuck you.
Oh shit.
Puff, hey, fuck you.
See, you could tell Kevin's a little buzzed or drunk because he cussing a lot with Shariah J from the right. This is absurd and terrifying. What the hell is wrong with people? They're on drugs. Cassie said that they were on a lot of drugs. Now look, I'm gonna show this picture later when I go into my Beyonce. Deep dive, because you know she's trying to leave Jay-Z right now, word on the street, but they're not letting her leave. But this would be one of those so-called sex friends. Look, there's Cassie, right? And then there's her best friend, Lauren London, right? And then this sex traffic worker type. I'm just assuming. I don't know who he is. But he looks like he's one of them sex traffic. No, who looks like this and wears that kind of stuff unless they selling they peen for money? But anyways, I'm just kidding. But we're going to get into that later tonight after I take my son to his recital. Oh, my gosh. I swear to you, when I come back later tonight, we're going to get into that. That's going to be, y'all, get some popcorn, get you a glass of two glasses of wine, get you a blunt. When we get in on this Beyonce stuff, y'all going to be tripping.
Somebody tell the bell cat to move. The bell cap's in the way.
We waiting for Swizz to get up there.
Swizz.
We need Swizz standing up there.
Here's the thing, man. First of all, it's a movement. My nigga Swiss Beats just got in the house. Woo! Listen, his thing was Swiss. Swiss gonna wear a lot of shit, and everybody never gonna say shit. I'm gonna say some shit, Swiss.
Say it, baby. Say
it. I'm gonna address the hat. I don't like.
It's cold, nigga. We in New York tonight.
I don't like the bow tie at the top of the hat.
I like the hat.
You're just not gonna tie that loop on that hat to think I'm not gonna say shit.
Well, where your skateboard at with the things on your feet,
hey,
though?
That's a good comeback. Okay, hey, let's go to the next song.
We want to thank you. Come here. Don't sit on the bed at night. No homo. No, just don't get close to the bed. Don't get close to the bed. But it's just like, yo, we want to thank you for hosting the thing, man. It's been a pleasure.
See, why he extra emphasized no homo? Like, nobody cares if you're standing next to a bed. He's so extra.
You didn't have to do it. You did.
No. I definitely didn't have to do it. I definitely didn't have to. First and foremost, I'm not getting in the bed. Shout out to him and what he did. I'm just going to. If we can, just let's.
Did you see Puffy's body language with that? Check that out.
Hey man, it's been a pleasure. You didn't have to do it. You did.
No. I definitely didn't have to do it. I definitely didn't have to. First and foremost, I'm not getting in the bed. Shout out to him and what he did. I'm just going to. If we can.
Did you see that? I'm going to show it one more again. Look at his body. Look at his. He's not laughing. He's trying to keep it light, but he ain't thinking that shit funny.
First and foremost, I'm not getting in the bed. Shout out to him and what he did. I'm just gonna, if we can, just let's just put the camera a little this way, just so we're not. I don't want my shot to even, like, I don't want it to come close to the bed at all. Usher look like he fresh off a goddamn plane.
Did you see Puffy wave to the cameraman to cut that shit off? Let's be whack.
At all. Usher,
like, they're trying to be funny, but
if we can, just let's just put the camera a little this way, just so we're not. I don't want my shot to even, like, I don't want it to come close to the bed. At all. Usher look like he fresh off a goddamn plane.
Fresh off the guard stage. That's my brother right here from day one.
So is that particular bed and all that bubble bath and all that shit, is that he just don't know who he gonna get? He don't know if he gonna get Trey Songz, Kevin Hart, Usher, who? He just don't know.
When we used to wake up and, I mean, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes, you know what I'm saying, before Paws was invented, you know what I'm saying? But it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early with me. And now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And I'm
yo,
like,
what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's going to acknowledge this for me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. And we're streaming live. Up, that was stupid. Listen, that was fucking stupid. Listen.
We're having a good time. Yo, Usher made it in the
hey, yo.
Did you see that though? He be trying. See, he be showing his big ass fucking purple gums, and we just think, ha ha, it's funny. I would have just been like, oh, okay, whatever, ha ha, but it's weird. But no, now that we know the fucking real about it, it really looks perverse. Check it.
For real, we used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because. He used to always get up early with me. Now he's one of the richest stars in the world. And I'm
yo,
like,
what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's going to acknowledge this for me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes. And we're streaming live.
You see?
That was stupid. Listen, that was fucking stupid. Listen.
Are we having a good time?
Are we having a good time? Ha-ha.
Hey, yo.
I'm a thug. At the end of the day, nigga, I kill niggas, man. No, listen, at the end of the day, I kill niggas. Everybody know me, man. Listen, in the streets, Diddy's there this weekend.
Well, that was weird as hell. That was quite odd. It's quite odd. I'm going to be late. Oh, my God. My son is going to trip out. Okay. So, again, I'll be back here probably 9:30. Yeah. I'm not going to be late because I'll be ready. Kevin is sus. Yeah, all of them, man. All of them are sus. All of them. Pretty much, not all. Let me not say all. I would say 90%, though. And they all share the same women, and they all sleep with the same. It's just a bunch of germ. Anyways, I'll be back. I got to take my son. I'm so excited. He's going to play his guitar recital, and I'll be back at 9:30. Get your wine. Get your popcorn. Get your weed. Get your pizza. It's going to be a puffy. No, it's going to be a Beyonce Palooza, Jay-Z Palooza, Lauren London, all that shit at around 9:30. So check back in, and let's have a good time, man. Be prepared. Like, tap in. Click like, y'all. Please click like. Subscribe, everybody. Please subscribe to my channel. I love it if you would. Thank you, Jim Seven Angel, y'all. Thank you. And again, I'm not monetizing nothing because they not. This is too intense. They not even let me monetize. They be like, no, you ain't not monetizing. So Tomiko Show TV, if you prefer, if you'd like, I would love it. But let me get out of here. All right, bye.